And here with Galtier forward JJ Hutchison after their first round win over on Ryan. JJ, how did you withstand that on Ryan comeback in the second half?
I think we just stuck to our plan, what we had been doing in the first half. Looked every good team, they were in the county semi last year, like, you know, so every good team is going to have their purple patch. It's just about weathering a bit of a storm, and I think we had kind of 5 or 6 points on them. So I think when they got the goal, we still had two. We were still two up, so we just kind of settled down and went about our business again, you know.
Is Mark Fitzgerald one of the top club footballers in the county, JJ?
Oh, sure, he's unbelievable. Like, you know, Mark's athleticism, his attitude, everything about him, like, you know, you see it from the inter-county hurling scene. I think he's been one of Waterford's top performers and you just don't get that. Like, that's built in Mark. Comes from a great family, you know. His father was stalwart at the club, still is, you know. So look, everything about Mark is top notch, you know.
You've been lining out for Galtier since 2003, JJ, at adult level. What brings you back again in 2024?
Sure, it's just the love of football, Tomás, you know. Once you can still keep going, you know. You see a lot of lads, they get to a certain age and they think that they have to give it up. But no, if your sport life balance is good, you can get away with it. And thankfully mine is, with wife and family at home. Like, you know, they allow me to go train the 4 or 5 nights a week, you know. That's required. So it's easy to do it when it's easy to do it, if you know what I mean. Look, I just love football, so it's easy for me to come back, and I'm going to keep coming back and coming back until I can't walk anymore, you know. I might be sitting on the bench, like, but I'd be still. And look, it's about bringing through the next generation as well. Like, you know, it's easy to walk away, but we have young lads coming off minor and under 20 successful winning teams, and it's about bringing them through as well, like, you know, about just instilling a belief in them that we can get over the line and that football's a really good game to play, you know, and keep kicking on.
Do you think there's a senior football title in this Galtier team?
Yeah, I think there is, Tomás. You know, the football championship is great because it's very open. Like, you know, there's definitely, like, if you were to go through the nine teams this year that are going out, like, even Roanmore coming up, like, they're a serious footballing outfit. Like, you know, they beat Strabley in a playoff last year. So they're no, you know, I think it's a really enjoyable championship because you're going out and everybody's kind of at the, look, Rathcormac and Denier are still, they're still up there, like, you know, they're still the ones to catch. But, you know, I think we're getting closer, and the other teams believe they're getting closer, and that's what makes it a great championship, you know, because, you know, I think anybody can win it once they put their mind to it, like, you know.
What do you make of the fact that players that lined out in county hurling finals last weekend are now back in action in the first round of senior football this weekend?
I think they should be given the break, but I don't know, was there a kind of a record amount this year? You had Clashmore, Brickies, Ballygunner, Passage were up to the week before, you know, Ballinacorty, Abbeyside. So everybody can't have the week off either. But I do think if there was two teams, all right, you know, if there was one or two teams, they could get the bye the first week, I think. But look, this year is probably, I think there's four or five that were kind of knocking around the latter stages of hurling. So it's hard to give everybody the week off. But thankfully we had our Passage lads back nearly going on 2 weeks, and we had our Ballygunner lads back on Wednesday night, you know. Fortunately enough, we were able to keep Desi kind of fresh. He's carrying still a bit of a knock, so, you know, try to get him into the fray as soon as possible if we can, you know.
What are your thoughts on the way that the club championship is structured, JJ? Because I know you said last year you would like more of a mix between the hurling and the football.
Yeah, look, it's easy to say it, Tomás, you know. I would like, you know, even though we've had a cracking evening for football tonight, like, weather-wise, you know, so we're not overly bad, but I think there should be, I don't know, maybe change it year on year, maybe put the football first, then the hurling second, you know, or, you know, because I think from the word in Wexford, it's just not working, you know, that hurling managements are not leaving their players go play the football. I think there was something only like, I'm not sure now, but I think I heard that there was only 6 or 7 hurlers played football in Wexford in the first 2 or 3 weeks. So, you know, I'm not sure if that way works either. Like, so look, it's between a rock and a hard place. Like, I don't know, maybe we change it up every year. Football first 1 year, football. Because, like, the footballers were into the championship longer than the hurlers this year. So You know, they say, oh, the lads are coming off hurling, whatever, but, you know, it could be a little bit more balanced, I think. But sure, look, we'll keep going anyway.